According to Edgewood College economist Bill Duddleston, Wisconsin suffered the 1-2 punch of the skyrocketing value of the dollar and high interest rates in Reagan's first term. He says America's weakened industrial status in the world shut down a lot of smokestacks in Milwaukee and southeast Wisconsin. Duddleston says early Reagan policies also shrunk the number of family farms in Wisconsin.
The higher value of the dollar made agricultural commodities not very competitive in the world economy, so that our export markets were lost almost completely. So farmers in this country began to feel the high rates of interest that they had to pay on their debt, plus the low prices for their products led many of them to bankruptcy.
Duddleston says things began to turn around in Reagan's second term. The value of the dollar was deliberately reduced, and interest rates went down. It was too little too late for Wisconsin's big traditional corporate employers, but they spawned all the new small companies seen around suburban Milwaukee and Madison.
In this new era of kind of deregulated, more private market activity, Madison became less of a government town and more of a small industry, small firms. I think that was related to the kind of entrepreneurial burst of energy that came from Reaganomics.
Duddleston admits it's impossible to say how Wisconsin would be different if Reagan hadn't been president, but he says Reagan's impact, good and bad, is unmistakable. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.